Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go, formerly the Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Unlock Your Wealth Radio, where we broadcast each and every Tuesday morning at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this is where we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers, analyze their thoughts, habits, and ideas, and put out step-by-step strategies that you can incorporate into your life right now to start every day the millionaire way. And like we talked about on our Saturday show, our topic this week is opportunity. And we spoke on Saturday's show about opportunity and about identifying opportunities, missing opportunities, and what is opportunity? As we discussed and defined it on our Saturday show, opportunity, in many ways it's been said the same way, and many people miss opportunity. And that's because that it arrives at seemingly inconvenient times, and it usually looks like work. It sounds like a joke, but those that hold that belief are very, very serious. And most of us have this perception of what good luck is and what happens to lucky people. And because they're on the outside looking in, don't truly understand the value of luck or are able to identify what opportunity is. Now, most people say the true definition of luck is when preparedness meets opportunity. And that is just so. You could be lucky in this lifetime or you could be good. And most often than not, people choose lucky. And the reason why is identifying opportunity is sometimes difficult if you don't know what you're looking for. I'd like to share with you a little story about opportunity and missing the boat, literally. You may have heard this story. There's a woman, and she lives in a house, and the television weather forecast said, "We're going to be flooding, and you should probably evacuate." Newscasters said this repeatedly on the shows as the rains began to fall. And the woman says to herself, "I believe in God, and He will see me through." As the floodwaters began to rise, a fireman knocked on her door and said, "Ma'am, we need to evacuate you. The situation is becoming dire and the streets are already flooding and you must leave your property." And she said, "No, no, I believe in God and He will see me through this. He will take care of me." Then the waters continue to rise, so much so that the woman has to get outside of her home and sit on the roof. As the woman is sitting on the roof of her home, a policeman in a boat drives by to rescue her. And as the floodwaters are encroaching the upper portion of the roof of her home, she says to the policeman, "No, I don't need your help. God will take care of me. He will see me through." Well, lo and behold, the roof becomes swallowed with water, and the woman has to stand on her tiptoes. At this point, a helicopter and an Army Ranger repels out of the helicopter, and he descends the rope, and he says, "Ma'am, let me take you. The situation is dire." And she says, "No, sir, I have my faith, and God will see me through this." Well, what happened was the floodwaters rose to a point that they were over her head. They swept her off her roof, and she subsequently drowned. As she's standing at the pearly gates, she's yelling at St. Peter, saying, "You must let me speak to God." She's so upset because she figures out where she is, and she runs up to God and says, "What were you thinking? I believed in you all these years, and I had faith that you would take care of me. And you didn't." And God looks at her, and he raises his eyebrows, and he says, "I gave you three opportunities. I sent a fireman, a policeman, and an Army Ranger." The woman brought her opportunities to continue to live. But what this story illustrates is she did not see it. She was so blind to the opportunity. And so many times, each and every day, we are so blind to the opportunities that are in front of us. Have you ever been sitting and watching television and all of a sudden there's a commercial for a product or a service that you had an idea for? "Hey, I thought of that first. That was my invention." Well, it wasn't your invention, because if it was, you would have taken advantage of that opportunity. So what can we draw from this story? How do we learn how to adopt an ability to identify opportunity when it presents itself? It's very simple. We have a step-by-step strategy that you can follow each and every day, all day long, in order to identify opportunities and learn how to capitalize on the ones that are right for you. First, you must raise your magnetism. You have to be in a position to start the opportunity machine coming your way. Now, we did a three-part series on magnetism, so I won't belabor the point on today's broadcast. You must go back and download those three episodes titled Millionaire Nuts and Bolts in order to learn how to raise your magnetism. Second, you must begin filtering for opportunity. If you sit there and say, "I'm never lucky, I never have opportunities," you won't be looking for them. And it's just like we say in our Nuts and Bolts section on Saturday's show about what we think about, we bring about. And simply, if we start thinking about opportunity and how we are magnets for opportunity, we are going to start seeing opportunity show up all over the place. We'll have such an excess of opportunities and an overabundance of them that we will be able to pick and choose which ones are right for us. But the key is that we have to attract those and bring them to us. So once we begin thinking about opportunity and focusing on where opportunity lives, you have to know what to look for. And two great places that opportunity lurks, but people fail to look, are in two areas that may not seem on the surface like opportunity. Again, they say that opportunity comes dressed in work clothes. So where can opportunity lurk that we don't know about already? Well, most great fortunes are made in times of crisis. Crisis is opportunity in work clothes. So we must look in every crisis that happens to us or around us for the opportunity. It may not be easy on the surface, but opportunity is always lurking in every corner, so we must be prepared to look, and especially in areas of crisis. And I'll explain why in just a moment. The next place you want to be looking is in emotionally charged events. Do you find yourself getting engaged and enraged or impassioned in some sort of a way? And you start the why me process or the why not me process. Those are two great places to look. Number four in our strategy, the reason why people become millionaires is, one, they know where to look for the opportunities. And two, there's only two ways to truly become a millionaire. And one is to solve problems for people. There is where you would look in crisis. That's where you would see the opportunities. More millionaires are made during times of crisis than times of prosperity. So if you can solve problems for people, you can become a millionaire. The second way people become millionaires is if you help enough people get what they want, you too can get what you want. But you got to do the numbers. So you have to figure out, how can I help enough people get what they want in order to get what I want? And when you think in those terms, it makes it easier to start identifying the opportunities. Number five, you've got to evaluate the opportunity. What will it take to seize this opportunity? Number two, you want to evaluate, what assets do I have that will help me seize this opportunity? Number three, what do I not have but that I need in order to seize this opportunity? And here's the big one. Number four, what's my investment return? Not how much is this going to cost me, but my husband always says, how much will this make me? Is the investment return there? And then five, what is your risk? Will I lose part of my investment? Will I lose all of my investment? Will I lose some of it? Then, the last piece to the puzzle, step six in our strategy, is belief. Your attitude will determine your altitude. If you believe at any given endeavor that you will succeed, that will carry you through. It will give you the intestinal fortitude and the mental toughness you need to dig in and be successful. Now, fully and completely integrate these habits now. See yourself in this way, being able to seize opportunity. Look forward into the future and notice how differently people will respond to you as you are one who always seizes opportunity. Now take those feelings of success and bring them into today, right now. Memorize how that feels. And then touch your right wrist and just draw a small circle around that right wrist with this feeling of success. Put that on the back of your right wrist.
Anytime you need to feel successful or call upon that emotional charge to get you through to the next opportunity, simply tap your wrist. Look around the room, focus on some objects. You are fully alive, fully awake. You are in control of all your emotions and feelings and discharge them safely. Now take this newfound strategy for opportunity and go forth and offer. Thank you so much for joining us on Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go, your morning cup of millionaire motivation. Be sure to join us tomorrow for the midweek update on Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and as always, our big Saturday show on Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, where this week we feature the ninth key in the Keys to Riches financial wellness series, all about creating your credit. Again, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and it's been a pleasure helping you start your day the millionaire way right here on Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go.
Finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. And you make it a millionaire.